Welcome to Zichur Rav Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Sechus Erevin Daf Nun Ches. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur with a pop quiz at the end. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis stated, "Ein modin el bechevo shel chamishim amah lepachas vel yoser. We may not measure with anything but a 50 amah rope, neither shorter or longer." The Gemara seeks the source of this ruling, and Rav Yud in the name of Rav brings the pasuk regarding the Mishkan. The length of the courtyard is 100 amos, and its width is 50 by 50. Now, what does the pasuk mean when it says 50 by 50? Amar Torah bechevo shel chamishim amah medot. The Torah is instructing to measure with a 50 amah rope. The Gemara objects, since that pasuk was brought in Daf Chav Gimel and Beis to teach that one takes 50 amos and surrounds 50 amos to make a perfect square, which was the source that a karpaf must be square. The Gemara answers that the pasuk could have just said chamishim chamishim. From the fact that it said chamishim bechamishim, we learn both these laws. In terms of why the Mishnah said the rope must be 50 amos, lepachas vel yoser, neither more or less, our Bryce explains, lepachas mipnei shemarbin, no less than 50 amos, because a short rope increases the measure since it stretches when pulled taut, vel yoser mipnei shemarbin, and not more than 50 amos, because a long rope decreases the measure since it sags in the middle. Point number two, in the Mishnah say that when the one measuring the tchum reaches a valley or a mountain, he should measure by mavlio v'imlev mekadrin, spanning or piercing, which enables him to measure in a straight line and not include the length of the incline in the measurement. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that this only applies she'ein chut ha-mishkolas yord kenegdo, when a plumb line would descend downward 4 amos from the top edge. Aval chut ha-mishkolas yord kenegdo modido medida yafe. But if the plumb line would descend straight down because the incline is so steep, he measures the valley properly along the four and can ignore the distance of the incline. This is a leniency because it will lengthen the overall distance. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, "Ein modidin ela mina mumcha." We do not measure the tchum with anyone but an expert surveyor. Ribo l'makom echot, omid l'makom acher, if it was found that the expert extended the tchum at one point and shortened it at another along the same side of the city, shomin l'makom shariba. We accept the measurement in the place that he extended it. Rashi explains that we accept the larger measurement as accurate and explain the discrepancy by saying that the short measurement resulted from not pulling the rope taut enough. So once again, the three points are number one, the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis stated, "Ein modidin el bechevo shel chamishim amah lepachas vel yoser. We may not measure with anything but a 50 amah rope, neither shorter or longer." The Gemara seeks the source of this ruling. Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, brings the pasuk regarding the Mishkan, "Orech ha-chatzar mei ba'amah v'rochav chamishim b'chamishim." The length of the courtyard is 100 amos, and its width is 50 by 50. What does the pasuk mean when it says 50 by 50? Amar Torah bechevo shel chamishim amah medot. The Torah is instructing to measure with a 50 amah rope. The Gemara objects, since that pasuk was brought in Daf Chav Gimel and Beis to teach that one takes 50 amos and surrounds 50 amos to make a perfect square, which was the source that a karfa must be square. The Gemara answers that the pasuk could have just said chamishim chamishim. From the fact that it said chamishim bechamishim, we learn both these laws. In terms of why the Mishnah said the rope must be 50 amos lepachas vel yoser, neither more or less, Abraisa explains lepachas mipnei shemarbe, no less than 50 amos, because a short rope increases the measure since it stretches when pulled taut, vel yoser mipnei shemarbe, and no more than 50 amos, because a long rope decreases the measure since it sags in the middle. Point number two, the Mishnah states that when the one measuring the tchum reaches a valley or mountain, he should measure by mavlio v'imlev mekadrim, spanning or piercing, which enables him to measure in a straight line and not include the length of the incline in the measurement. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that this only applies she'ein chut ha-mishkolas yord kenegdo, when a plumb line would descend downward dalet amos from the top edge. Av chut ha-mishkolas yord kenegdo modido medida yafe. But if the plumb line would descend straight down, because the incline is so steep, he measures the valley properly along the floor and can ignore the distance of the incline. This is a leniency because it will lengthen the overall distance. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, "Ein modidin el mina mumcha." We do not measure the tchum with anyone but an expert surveyor. Ribo l'makom echor, mida l'makom acher, if it was found that the expert extended the tchum at one point and shortened it at another along the same side of the city, shomin l'makom shariba. We accept the measurement in the place that he extended it. Rashi explains that we accept the larger measurement as accurate and explain the discrepancy by saying that the short measurement resulted from not pulling the rope taut enough. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Nun Ches, and the siman is Noach Goldberg the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, not to be confused with any biblical figure, so it's Noach Goldberg the zookeeper. So here goes. Noah Goldberg, the zookeeper, who was mapping out his new Chol HaMoed exhibit with a 50-amma rope, didn't know what to do when it came to steep inclines, so he called in the expert. Once again, in slow motion. Which reminds us that the source for measuring the tchum with the 50-amma rope was brought from the measurements of the chutz of the Mishkan, and that the rope can't be longer because it will sag, decreasing the measure, nor shorter because it will increase in length when it's pulled taut. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who was mapping out his new Chol HaMoed exhibit with the 50-amma rope, didn't know what to do when it came to steep inclines, which reminds us that when the incline is so steep that the plumb line, the Mishkolos, would descend straight down, then the incline is not included in the measurement, and one would measure from the valley floor, and this results in a leniency. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who was mapping out his new Chol HaMoed exhibit with the 50-amma rope, didn't know what to do when it came to steep inclines, so he called in the expert, which reminds us that a mumcha, an expert, must be used to measure the tchum, and if there's a discrepancy in length, we assume the longer measure is accurate, and the shorter measure came from not pulling the rope taut enough. So once again, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who was mapping out his new Chol HaMoed exhibit with the 50-amma rope, didn't know what to do when it came to steep inclines, so he called in the expert. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1, which daf do we learn that one does not measure the distance of steep inclines in the measurement of the tchum? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number 2, which daf do we have machlokas whether the chumim hold 2 cities get a karpuff of 141 and a third amos, or just 70 and 2/3 amos? That's on daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 3, which daf do we learn that Rabbi Shimon says that the one who wandered beyond the tchum up to 15 amos can still be included in the tchum? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 4, which daf do we learn from Aaron HaKohen that one should teach his students at least 4 times? That's on daf Nun Daled. Good. Number 5, which daf do we have the source that the Ari Levim have open spaces outside the city of 1,000 amos? That's on daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 6, which daf do we learn 2 different ways to align a city so that it's squared due north, south, east, and west? That's on daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 7, which daf do we learn the source that the rope for measuring the tchum is 50 amos, not longer or shorter? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number 8, which daf do we learn that we measure the tchum for a group of hut dwellers from their doors since their village doesn't constitute a town? That's on daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 9, which daf do we learn that an expert must be used to measure the tchum? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number 10, which daf do we learn the din of a karpuff in the case of 3 villages grouped together? That's on daf Nun Zayin. Good. Now we go to the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which daf do we learn that one should inform one when a gift is given, such as the case of Shabbos? That's on daf Yud and Shabbos. Good. Number 2, which daf do we learn a kol bidei shamayim chutz miyir shamayim? That's on daf Lama Gimel and Brachos. Good. And number 3, which daf do we learn that itron is a problem for kavod Shabbos and therefore should not be used because of its smell? That's on daf Chafei and Shabbos. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.